$10, what do you mean? What do you call that bag or sack of potatoes? Or sack that the potatoes are shipped in? Yeah, what do you call,
gunny sack. A croaker sack, a gunny sack, either one.
Anything else? That's fine.
Paper bag?
Any others? Yeah, they come in paper bags. Alright. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time?
Bushel.
Alright. What's another term for it?
Peck.
Let's see, what about the amount of wood? Have you ever heard words like grist, change?
Yes.
Jug?
Yes.
What do those refer to? I haven't heard those words. I don't know.
What does it say?
It says, what would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill? You know, the amount.
We always took it ours to the grits mill by the bushel.
Oh, I see.
And that,
why did you call it a grits mill?
Because it ground the grits. A mill, it would grind. The corn we took, shelled it in the crib in a corn shell.
Yes.
And then we put it in a big bag, took it to the grits mill. They ground it into grits, meal, and chicken feed all at one time. And that's why the grits mill.
I don't know that. These things that right up here.
Light fixtures, globes.
And when you put your clothes in a carrier, what do you call it? You have put
suitcase.
Them in a, but you've just washed them and you put them in your
laundry
clothes.
Laundry basket.
All right.
Plus hamper.
What do nails come in? What's that thing? Do you know the thing that they call, it's a barrel that they come in, but what do they call that?
Keg.
Okay. All right, what runs around the outside of the barrel?
Staves.
All right, what's another word for it?
Barrel, staves, and,
what about hoops?
Hoops. I do know, but all that stuff's kind of gone from me.
Oh, that's okay. We'll
take
our time.
All that stuff.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
All right, what's another
cork.
What kind of musical instruments did you or have you heard played by mouth? You know,
harp, juice harp, or just a plain harp.
Okay, any other word for it? Those are fine, but any other word?
I don't know any other word.
What about the word harmonica?
Harmonica, that's right.
All right, what do you hit nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses? Do you know?
Sail tree.
That's good. Can you tell us a little bit about that word? I don't know anything. That's the reason I'm stopping and asking.
Yes.
It's okay if you get it.
Yes, I can tell you about the sail tree. It came attached to the wagon. And on each side of the wagon was some kind of...